Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloga, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, May 14th, 2017. It is Mother's Day, and before we start today's program, I would like to wish all mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, godmothers, aunts, and maternal-like figures a very happy Mother's Day, including my wife, Carrie Paloga. Happy Mother's Day, Carrie. Love you a lot. We're going to start off today's program by honoring the mother of us all, the Bohoroditsa, the mother of God, with O Maria Mati Boja, Prechista.
O Maria Mati Boja, Prechista, prosi za nas, o Syna Isusa Christa.
Even though this radio broadcast is brought to you by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, either sponsoring a full broadcast or in part, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. russinradio@c-rs.org. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, godmothers, and all mother-like figures on Mother's Day today. We're going to play another one in honor of the Bohorodica, the Mother of God, and this comes from Ruski Kerestor and is called Oy Mati Boja. In the United States and in several countries internationally, Mother's Day is an annual holiday celebrated on the second Sunday in May. Mother's Day recognizes mothers, motherhood, and maternal bonds in general, as well as the positive contributions they make to society. In its present form, Mother's Day was established by Anna Marie Jarvis following the death of her mother, Ann Jarvis, on May 9, 1905. The first official service was held on May 10, 1908, in an auditorium in Philadelphia. The next year, the day was reported to be widely celebrated in New York. Jarvis then campaigned to establish Mother's Day first as a U.S. national holiday, and then later as an international holiday. The holiday was declared officially by the state of West Virginia in 1910, and the rest of the states quickly followed. On May 8, 1914, the United States Congress passed a law designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day and requesting a proclamation. On May 9, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation declaring the first National Mother's Day as a day for American citizens to show the flag in honor of those mothers whose sons had died in war. In 1934, President Franklin D. Roosevelt approved the stamp commemorating the holiday. So once again, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. grandmothers, great-grandmothers, godmothers, and mother-like figures listening today, and a very special happy Mother's Day to my wife, Carrie Poloka, whom I love dearly and for the rest of my life. Happy Mother's Day, Carrie, and to everyone else listening today, happy Mother's Day.
Mami Che! got a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their website, gcuusa.com. That's gcuusa.com, or give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. And also mark on your calendars Thursday, July 27th. This will be the annual Byzantine Catholic Family Day sponsored by the GCU. Used to be known as Ruski Den, also known as Byzantine Catholic Family Day. So I'll give you more information on that in the upcoming weeks and months. So that is Thursday, July 27th, Ruski Den, or Byzantine Catholic Family Day, sponsored by the GCU.
Ooh.
Cleveland chapter, the Carpatho Russian Society, on Saturday, June 3rd, beginning at 12 noon and running until 8 p.m. at the Shrine of Maria Poch, located 17486 Mumford Road in Burton, Ohio. Come and join us for our Vatra, a day of singing and dancing, great food, slanina around the bonfire, liturgy and panachida, honoring our ancestors. We have a sales table, genealogy assistance, and activities for the children, and performances by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble and Living Traditions Folk Ensemble. So that is the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho Russian Society's Vatra, Saturday, June 3rd, noon until 8 p.m., at the Shrine of Maria Poch in Burton, Ohio. For more information, give me a call at area code 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351. Today's final message is from CRS group member, the Slaviane Folk Ensemble. It's time again to mark your calendars for the 41st annual Slaviane Folk Ensemble concert on Saturday, June 10th. This year's dinner theater concert will be held at St. Elias Byzantine Catholic Social Hall, located 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road in Munhall. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the concert begins at 6. This year, Slaviani will perform songs, dances, and musical selections from Slovenia, Bulgaria, Vranje, and Carpato Rus. Immediately after the concert, join us for our reception in the same location, St. Elias Social Hall, where the dancing and singing continues. Delicious homemade ethnic food and pastries will be available for purchase along with a sprawling Russian auction. Entertainment will be provided by the popular Orkestar Zabava. Tickets can be bought in advance and will be available at the door. Adult tickets are $5. Students under the age of 16 are free. So please contact me, Dean Paloka, for more information on Slaviani's 41st annual concert taking place Saturday, June 10th at St. Elias Byzantine Catholic Social Hall, 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road in Munhall. Doors open at 5 p.m., concert at 6 p.m. So give me a call at 412-877-9351 for more information. That's 412-877-9351. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Happy Mother's Day once again to all mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, godmothers, and mother-like figures. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte sia krasny tyzden. Z Bohom. once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Palocca, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!